Hello.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Albert.
Congratulations on the aluminum proposition. I sent you a wire.
Well, thank you, Albert. Thank you.
That was really a great victory and handled, I thought, without any room for roughshod charges. But what I called you about, I'd love to run by there and see you a minute.
Yeah, when?
Whenever, for heaven's sakes, whenever the President of the United States can see me.
Are you in town?
Yeah.
All right, is tomorrow all right?
Yes, indeed.
All right. I'll have Jack Blaney or somebody call you in the morning. I've got a civil rights speech this evening and coming up now, and then I've got some things early in the morning, but I would gather around midday, if that suits you, and it'll be somewhere between, well, I'd guess 10:30 and 2:30, and I'll have him call you the first thing in the morning or tonight if I get a hold of him and get worked out.
Now, I've got this situation that Jimmy Stallman is donating a letter from Admiral Drake to the Smithsonian at 11 tomorrow, and I've got to be down there for that.
All right, and when's that over with?
Oh, that'll be
11:30, 12.
Yeah.
I'll probably just, I think, just come on. Why don't you hold on? Let me see what I've got.
Okay.
Just a second.
Albert?
Yeah.
How long is this going to take?
Oh, it's not going to take but, I'd say 10 minutes at the most.
Could you reckon you make it 11:45?
Yes, sir.
Make it anywhere from 11:30 to 12. I've got a meeting with a group at 12 that I'm afraid will run to 1. Then I got some ambassadors they're bringing in that I've previously scheduled. Then I've got a ceremony at 1:30, and it'll be after 2 sometime if you don't go before 12. So I'd guess that if you could get through that Smithsonian in time to be here by 11:45, if you got here at 11:30, I imagine I would be free. But if you 10 minutes to do it, well, 11:15 is all right. I can run 5 minutes late. I mean, 11:45, I can run 5 minutes late on the 12 o'clock appointment.
I'll be there 11:45. By 11:45.
Thank you, Albert.
Okay.